This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Early hospital data from South Africa shows less than a third of patients admitted for COVID-19 during the latest wave linked to the Omicron variant are suffering severe illness, compared with two-thirds in the early stages of the last two waves. Other data shows more than 22,000 new cases in the country on Thursday, a record so far in this fourth wave of infections, though only 22 deaths. South African scientists sounded the alarm on the variant late last month when they noticed it had an unusually large number of mutations. Since then, they've been urgently trying to figure out whether the mutations make Omicron more transmissible or more severe, and the extent to which they can help it blunt protection from vaccines or pass COVID-19 illness. Experts say early evidence suggests Omicron is far more transmissible than any previous variant, but symptoms may be less severe with lower levels of hospitalization, especially in vaccinated patients. The World Health Organization expressed concerns Thursday that rich countries, spooked by the emergence of the Omicron variant, could step up the hoarding of vaccines and strain global supplies again, complicating efforts to stamp out the pandemic. The UN Health Agency reiterated its advice to governments against the widespread use of boosters in their populations, so well-stocked countries instead can send doses to low-income countries that largely lack access to them. Quote, what is going to shut down diseases for everybody who is especially at risk of disease to become vaccinated, said Dr. Kate O'Brien, head of WHO's Department of Immunization, Vaccines, and Biologicals. Find more at voanews.com.